the code amendments that are in front of City Council are significant. They result in smaller buildings, an increased focus on mobility as opposed to always parking, like single occupancy vehicles, as well as really looking at ways to encourage the types of commercial uses that we want and discourage some of the uses we don't want, like free market residential downtown.
What is in front of council tonight?
So in front of council are five ordinances, and there's some detail in there of, you know, how do you calculate buildings on a steep slope. But broadly speaking, the code amendments are about how do we reinforce the community's goals of mobility and encouraging alternative modes of transportation as opposed to the car, which is a longstanding goal that the city's had. How do we require buildings that are smaller? And so there's a downzoning that's happening in our commercial zone districts. So there's two-story buildings, 28 feet, that's it. There's also code amendments about uses and how do we encourage commercial uses that we want to see.
Can you explain that a little bit more?
Yeah, so this is kind of the conversation of commercial mix that the community has often. And what we've tried to do is create design requirements within the land use code to create spaces that are more likely to be used for locally serving businesses or locally owned businesses. So we're calling this second tier space, and that is really any space that's a basement space or a second floor space, as well as businesses that are maybe accessed off of a mid-block walkway or an alley. So ground floor space that's a little maybe harder to get to, but it's that nook and cranny. You're kind of discovering that space, and they tend to be businesses that command a lower rent, that tend to be more locally serving. And we're trying to encourage those spaces to be developed and also require that if a building has one now and is getting torn down, that it be replaced. So in addition to the second tier space, we're also looking at eliminating the ability to do new free market residential in our commercial zone districts. And that's a pretty significant policy. It's something that was one of the impetuses for the moratorium. And so that is something that is being guided by City Council.